This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You know, I'd like to end with a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he makes mention of how if a disbeliever knew the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, he would never lose hope in paradise. And if a believer, and he would work towards it. And if a believer knew what Allah had prepared in terms of adab and in terms of punishment for the kuffar, he would never feel secure from that particular punishment. And he would work to protect himself from it. May Allah make us from amongst those who work to protect ourselves from Jahannam and who work towards achieving Jannah and who work for the pleasure of Allah. People are more or less three categories. One, those who are motivated by listening to paradise and the description of it. So what happens? They want to work towards it. When you read Salah, this is obviously my example that I'm giving you. When you read Salah, it is a payment towards what? Your building in the Akhirah, your garden, your Jannah. Today we have, you know, this issue of mortgages, and I'm sure in this country a lot of people understand it. And there are people who come up with what may or may not be Sharia compliant mortgage and so on. And everyone says, yeah, I need to buy the house. And when we get the house, we're excited, mashallah. And I'm speaking reality. People are excited. They say, no, I got it from, you know, Amana or Takaful or whatever else they have it from. And they say, no, I will be paying every week, you know. So it gets automatically deducted. So if my salary, for example, is £400 a week, £200 go towards my house, and I'm excited, and it's going to happen for the next 20 years. Am I right? This is what goes on, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes. So for 20 years, I'm going to pay half of my salary, and it's gone towards what? The house. So if I'm delayed, what happens? Sometimes you have people who want to compound. Interest is added, a'udhu billah haram. If it is Sharia compliant, one wonders what exactly they would do. And that is what makes it different. Sharia compliant, non-Sharia compliant, is this interest default factor. May Allah protect us. So, a person is ready to pay every week half of his salary, which means, listen to what it means, listen carefully. You work so hard from one time to another, half of that went in order to pay for a house that you are not going to live in for more than 20 to 30 years. Do you know that? When you finish paying for your house and it's really yours, I think you won't really have more than 10, 20 years to live. I'm sorry to say that, but it's a fact. If you're lucky, you may live a little bit longer. We're ready to pay half of the effort we have made in this world in terms of work to have a home here. Well, can I tell you, Allah says it's far easier to pay for your Jannah. Just get up for Salah, payment number one. Get up, Dhuhr, payment number two. Lower your gaze, automatic bonus payment. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, it's a fact. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed you in a place where there are women walking past, Allah is giving you an opportunity, a bonus to earn points. Subhanallah. Have you ever looked at it that way? Have you ever played these little computer games? When I was young, we played something called Pac-Man. You know that? And after you eat quite a few, there's a bonus that comes up. And you run for that bonus before it goes away. And you make sure you deal with it in the right way. Subhanallah. That is Pac-Man. You know your score becomes high. You become a winner. You get excited. Nobody's giving you a prize. It was just a waste of time. Believe me. Perhaps skill, tact, it kept you a little bit at ease because you had stress from here and there. And you know, Pac-Man kept you up. Subhanallah. But that bonus is what I'm talking about. So your salah is a payment. Your zakah is a payment. Your hajj is a payment towards your paradise. Those man istata'a ilayhi sabilan, with its conditions. And at the same time, all the other things, your protection, subhanallah, from certain items is a bonus. Why we say that? To fulfill your obligations is a payment. To protect yourself from prohibitions is a bonus. Have you thought of it? Because the protection from prohibition can only happen when that prohibition becomes accessible to you. Subhanallah. So, when Allah has put us in a country like Britain, we have so many more opportunities of bonuses than someone living in the city of Mecca. But they will also have the bonuses of a different nature, perhaps sometimes of a similar nature. Because with us, to lower your gaze is far more valuable, far more, should I say, priceless than someone who does not get that opportunity because it's not there. Everyone is covered. So that's a gift of Allah of a different nature. You have an extra opportunity of bonus. Why throw it away? For Pac-Man, you could understand how to deal with it. For this, you don't. What's it? What's more important, the paradise or the little game that you were going to clock the entire meter with? I scored 99999. So what? Subhanallah. It still had to go back to zero, didn't it? Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, we had a beautiful few moments that I spend with you. Really, I make dua, ask Allah to grant us the paradise. Remember, everything is a payment. You make a payment and sometimes you can pay more. It's like when you have this house and suddenly, you know, a brother comes and says, brother, don't worry, I give you £1 million. Oh, wow, first thing to do, let me pay for my house. This is a bonus and you can have your house. I don't think there are any brothers who would actually give £1 million. We would not be seated here, brothers. But it's something good. If you have an amount, suddenly your business did well, you would sort out your debts very quickly. So that's an opportunity. The same applies with paradise. You can have a better place, a higher rank. And you can continue. And this is why the last thing I want to say here, inshallah, it will be the last thing, is the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you know, we can cry when we read that some of them were told by name that you are from paradise. You are from paradise. You are from paradise. That's how it happened. Do you know that? Imagine Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes back from Mi'raj and he informs Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu through a different story, that, ya Bilal, you know what, you already there, you know, I heard your footsteps in paradise. La ilaha illallah. What did they do? Were they excited? Right, I've got my place, everything set from today on, relaxing, sleeping, doing what I want, everything is okay, because my business class seat is booked, or first class seat. That's not how it works. No ways. They worked even harder. It made them work more. They gave their lives after they were already promised paradise. Subhanallah. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhum, wallahi, these were the champions of all. Imagine, they were known as al-mubashirin bil-jannah, given good news of paradise. Not one day did they slacken in their salah. They became even more regular. Subhanallah. They were working towards what they knew. These are levels. Let me work for my level now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the highest levels of paradise.